League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's roll. Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Renson. I'm on the grid. I'm also on Sirius XM channel 204. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of decisions to make. Are you ready for some football?
Football.
Because we've got it. We've got college football. We've got CFL football. We've got NFL picks coming up. We got Major League Baseball. Big night in Major League Baseball tonight. The pennant chases are getting real. It's the real deal. Right now. So there's a lot of stuff to get to. We've got a full house, although we're busy on the back end tonight, on the back nine, so to speak. Dave Sharapan will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Steve Merrill will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Mick Aussie will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. So it's just me and the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, and all of his money. Cam's not even sitting on a chair right now. He's sitting on a big, fat crate of $100 bills. It's not even sitting a chair. He's sitting on cash. Sitting on cash. Stacks. Stacks of it. You got crates of it.
Hi, I'm Stack. Hi, everybody. Stack Stewart here. No, it was a good night, Gabe. I can't lie, though. For full disclosure, me and you, Ty, the teaser didn't work out because of the total. I'll give you credit. You said this game was going to open up, and it did. Surprised with the offense that we saw in that football game. But I took the Giants plus the points, and probably a good middle for everybody that had Washington money line in the parlay. You get the penalty on the Giants, you miss the field goal, and then you hit it when it really counts. So great football game. I got to be honest with you. These games so far this year have been really entertaining, and that was a fantastic football game, man.
I'll tell you what, Cam, primetime games now 4-0 to the over. Every single one of them have gone over. Tampa Bay, Dallas went over the number. The Rams and the Bears barely went over, but it did go over. The Ravens and the Raiders went over the number, and the Giants and the Washington football team just went over the number. The next game up right now, the primetime one, of course, is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Watch that game, Cam. That's going to be the one to go under the number, right? Because that's the one that's supposed to be a track meet.
Exactly.
Gambling works.
Not your first road. Exactly. These guys don't get 80 Baltimore combined. Yeah, that's the game
City,
that goes
man.
On.
How does this
you
game
said
not
it. By the way, that microphone, like, I can't get enough of it.
17, 13,
I think it's
in
absolutely fantastic.
Can't believe it, man. Lamar
I don't know,
Jackson
man. It
fumbled
just looks
twice.
So good. The gold light microphone, red. I love the thing. I think it's money in the bank. I got to get me one of those.
You know how
awesome.
So speaking of cash, actually, Kemp, I told everybody to watch the show Heist on Netflix. Right? So we told people to watch Heist on.
Yeah. So, I just got my connection cut out there. So I was just telling Gabe how much I love the microphone there, Morenzi. I think it's fantastic. I got to get me
the
one.
Red light.
I'm red light for hockey. See, oh, it looks so good. I told you, it's just like every time I look at it, I go, man, this thing just looks so wicked. I'm going to tell you, I'm getting one just for the pure look of it. Sounds great. Looks good. It's like a mixture. It's like a goal light for hockey, Star Wars, if you
want
to fight.
Well, you want one now, too? What, both of us with the both red lights now?
Can I get blue? Like, you have the red lightsaber and I get the blue. It's like Star Wars, right? We'll get different colors.
Well, actually, Kev, they actually do have patterns like a dance floor. There's, like, different things. Like, in the dark, you can start getting, like, doom, doom. Like, start doing weird things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think I need to download an app, or it might be for the PS4 or something. I don't know, something like that. Something like that. Cam Stack Stewart still counting that Daniel Jones first touchdown of the game, 22-1. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenzi. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Cam Stacks Stewart. So if you were tuning in last night, Cam gave everybody Daniel Jones to score the first touchdown of the game, and he did. Cam cashed the ticket at 22-1. Nice score. What a wild football game that was. And if you know, we pretty much have a quote for everything, Cam. We said it. You know, you remember, and you even agreed, and I should have known better. I said, you know, why do I get the feeling Washington are going to win by 1 point? The Giants will cover, but Washington going to win by one. I said it. You can find the clip, guys. Exactly. I said it. I said, man, because I said last year was 2019, 23-20, 2019. Every damn time these teams play, it's always like razor close. Late four and a half. Of course they won by one. You knew they were going to win. And the Giants could have won, and they jump offside. You got to be kidding me.
This team's unbelievable. Like, I, you said it. Like, and Daniel Jones played like the game of his life, too. His receiver drops a perfect ball, too, like right in your fingertips for the touchdown.
Too.
Oh, what? I know. It's like, dude, you're never going to get a throw like that from Jones again. Jones is running like
Troy
he's running
Aikman
in the
said that.
Derby. He's a gazelle.
Troy Aikman said, he goes, I played football, guys, for 25 years. He goes, I never had someone that open before. He goes, you'll never get that. He goes, that's a dream. Like Aikman goes, I've never had that happen to me in my life. That's like playing in the park. You look up, it's like, oh, my God, Darius Slayton's all alone. And it wasn't Danny's fault. It wasn't like, oh, he threw it too hard. No, he threw a perfect rainbow. Ooh, it just came. It's like Slayton, he didn't even extend Cam Slayton for whatever reason. I just
you know what?
Oh, I don't know what happened there.
You know what, Mike?
Let me just say something.
It's what we talk about. Jones is actually not a bad quarterback. If you really watch Giants games close, it's the offensive line. They don't get holes for the running back. He does make stupid decisions, but I'm going to defend Danny Dimes still. If you give this guy time, he will carve you up, and he's great with his feet. I'm not going to – everyone else thinks Jones sucks. I don't. You give him, put him on a team on the offensive line, I think he'd be very good.
No, we've seen this. We've seen it before. If Jones gets time, well, listen, if anyone gets time in the NFL.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You can make plays, but I want to say after it bothered me because I saw people, oh, New York Giants, they're going to get the top pick in the draft to take Spencer Rattler. I'm like, why? It's not as if, oh, it's Daniel Jones' fault they lost.
Exactly. You know,
wild game, but let's not live in the past. We're going to get into some games. Coming up here, Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Along here, it's Game Time Decisions, and we've got some Game Time Decisions to make. I wanted to get Cam's take on this, actually, though, about the decision, because I got people on Twitter. Teddy Covers agreed with it. I sort of partly gets it, but I don't like it. And I understand it, but I don't like it. And I'm talking about the Purdue drum, Cam. So for people tuning in that are unaware, the Purdue Boilermakers, this is unbelievable. So it's the first time since 1979 that their band will not have their drum because Notre Dame will let them bring it through the tunnel. Like, this is a new level of pettiness, even for Brian Kelly. So basically, first time it's the world's largest drum, Cam. So
yes,
we've talked about this in the past. So look, Iowa, whenever Michigan goes to Iowa, I don't know why they do this. They paint the dressing room pink. They think it like upsets us or something. I don't get it. Like, it's like, all right, you guys are a bunch of idiots. You want to paint the room pink? Go ahead. Like, I don't care what you like. Whatever, dude. Like, that's how stupid some of these institutions are. They're spending your tax dollars, these schools. You know, Michigan's coming. Let's paint the room pink. You still lost anyways, Ference. All right. So, actually, I think it was the old guy. Who was the old guy? Hayden Fry.
Yeah.
So why Purdue's band will be without the world's largest drum versus Notre Dame is the first time since 1979 the band won't be using a drum. For the first time since 1979, Purdue's All-American band will be without the world's largest drum for the halftime performance. The drum is simply too big to fit into Notre Dame Stadium, according to Notre Dame.
Lie.
Notre Dame told them they will not be permitted to take the world's largest drum through the Notre Dame home tunnel onto the visiting, you know, onto the field for the halftime show. So basically, guys, you have a visiting tunnel coming out of the visiting locker room. And because college football are a bunch of petty jerks, they made everything low and everything. So the players are uncomfortable. They're almost like Saddam Hussein and these guys putting the volleyball players in the basement.
That's what you got. That's what you said, down, right? Like, soccer players kicking cement balls. Yeah, Notre Dame joined the club.
They took the tallest guys, Cam, and they put them in like a little like cross space, like so they were all hunchback as torture. So like, so Notre Dame has a nice tunnel, right? So stupid. We're talking about tunnels. So Notre Dame have a nice tunnel to get on the field. Purdue's drum is too big. It's 7 feet three. It's 7 foot three. It's a 7 foot three drum. It's the biggest, biggest drum in the world. They can't fit it through the tunnel. All right. So they've got it. Notre Dame and Brian Kelly will not allow them to use the tunnel to bring it out on the field.
It's ridiculous.
Now, I get it if it's a football thing where it's like, no. We're not letting them like whatever put fans or whatever. Like, I totally get it. But Cam, to me, it's the spirit of college football, bro. You're messing with the kids in the band now?
Exactly.
It's the kid in the band. What, you think that's going to, like, worry about coaching your damn team, Kelly. You know what I mean? These kids work hard in the band. They put a lot of hours in, as much as the players.
I know they do.
They put a lot of hours into this stuff. And it doesn't matter whether you're a fan of what team. It's the halftime show, man. You're screwing, like, you won't let them bring the drum out because it's too big? Come on, man. Let them go through your damn. I mean, you're not letting Purdue run through your tunnel. You tell them, listen.
Here's another
bring
thing.
The damn drum out before.
It just
put it
tells
on
you about Notre Dame.
Shut up.
And
they're jerks.
Yeah, I agree
they're
with you.
Jerks.
I'm with you. I'm
like
actually mad
guys.
About this. I'm mad. And you know what?
That's why I brought it up.
You're a musician. Those guys take their craft as seriously as a football player. So they don't have athletic talent. They went to the band. You don't think they work on things? You don't think it's important? Also playing in a historical building, you're playing at Notre Dame, and you're that petty that you can't let the Purdue drum go through? You said it, Gabe, in your speech, and it was eloquently said. The spirit of college football. Sure, you want to beat these guys, but to do that to the kids and have them say, well, we couldn't actually use the drum in our act because these stooges from Notre Dame didn't want to put it there. I'm on Purdue's side. I think this is ridiculous. And I think Notre Dame.
Oh, I hope Purdue beat them.
I do too. Oh, I hope they beat them before. Now I just like, honest to God, Notre Dame. Like,
that's what you're about,
you
huh, Kelly?
Set. Yeah, exactly. These are kids.
Death off of like,
they're not even professionals.
Powers,
they're not even professionals. They don't have money. This is what they do. You're actually doing. You're taking some fun and hardworking things that they've done their whole life, where they work up to this crescendo. To play at a stadium, and you're saying, you know what? You can't have the drum because you're a petty jerk.
A big interstate game, too, Cam. Hey, Purdue, Notre Dame. Imagine how excited the kids were.
Brian Kelly's just a complete jerk. You can pretend to be a nice guy. You're a sourpuss, bro. And I'll tell you something.
Aren't you supposed to be a religious, nice school?
Exactly.
Aren't you guys supposed to be nice? Like, you don't even hide.
You think Jesus? Exactly. You think he'd say, I'm not going to let you bring the band in?
That's a good point. You think Jesus would say, no, don't let them use the tunnel. It goes against everything. I don't want to get religious here, but you're right.
I don't either.
Jesus would say, the more drums, the better. Jesus would say, the more drums, the better.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus would be sitting there having a glass of wine saying, I want drum, more drum. Not more cowbell, more drum.
You suck, Notre Dame.
No, I agree
really
with you.
Suck.
Hey, Notre Dame,
school sucks.
This is what you get,
sucks.
Notre Dame.
Your coach sucks. You
thumbs
all suck.
Down.
Suck. Mike Bray, nice guy.
Thumbs down. That is such
Sorry,
a low.
Carver.
Look, to the children. Yeah, no, I love Carver too, but hey, your institution that you cheer for, these guys are supposed to be the good guys. They're the bad guys. Not letting a Purdue musician get in with his drum. That's so petty and weak, Notre Dame. You should be for shame. You should go to confessional on Sunday and tell everybody what a jerk you are, Kelly.
Touchdown Jesus is unimpressed.
Yeah. Touchdown. No, he's very, very bitter. Bitter Jesus.
You guys got a lot of nerve, too, putting Jesus in your end zone like that, too.
Oh, I know. It's like,
if you think about it, like, who does that? Like, who does that? Like, everyone's like, yeah, we have Jesus, like, in the back of the end zone. Oh, touchdown Jesus. He doesn't like you, all right? He doesn't like you. If he did, you'd win more. He likes Alabama.
I don't know. Yeah, Jesus and Alabama go hand in hand. That's for sure.
If Jesus was alive, who do you think he'd be a fan of?
The Oregon State Beavers.
You just read my mind too. I was thinking he'd like you just nah, but there's other teams too.
Yeah, I don't know. Who Jesus
I like? You know what's funny? You and I thought the same thing. I'm like, man, yeah, I can see Jesus liking the Ducks or something, but you know what I mean? Like Pacific Northwest, yeah. The rain, the weather.
Yeah.
Likes their flash, Cam.
Yeah.
Likes the blade.
The Beavers, chomp chomp. Go to work, hardworking school. Beaver is your mascot. There's nothing not
I
to
guarantee
love.
You. Nobody's ever had a segment before. If Jesus were alive, what college football team would he be a fan of? And we say this with all the respect. I love Jesus. I'm disappointed that Notre Dame is letting down the religious values that they supposedly stand for.
Excellent point. Excellent point. And these are kids. This isn't a professional business or anything. I get college football. You guys got your own network. Like,
a drum.
Anyway, I'm not even going to get into this. I'm just so disappointed. At Notre Dame, you get an F on your report card.
We're not going to get into it. We just did. We just ripped them pretty good. Well, we're not going to get
deserved
into
it. This. I couldn't care less about Notre Dame struggling.
I already like Purdue plus the points, Cam. Yeah. But seriously, I already like Purdue plus the points. I like them more now. I don't care about motivation and stuff like that. Dude, it's the first time since 1979. Well, you guys in 40 years? Like, they really. Every stadium has managed to let this drum in, but you guys are that special, huh? It just
Excellent
shows
point.
How petty you are, man. Like, really. 1979. And you know why it didn't happen in 79, Cam? And it was forever. It's a great story. You know why it didn't happen in 79? I learned this last night. Okay, you're going to laugh out loud. It's great. The good old frat boys, the pranksters at Northwestern.
Oh, they stole it. They stole it. Yeah.
The night before
Damn
the
you.
Game.
The
See,
Dean.
That's good.
The Dean.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. Remember the old days? Oh, we kidnapped your mascot? Yeah,
exactly.
The drum turned up 3 days later. They didn't damage it. It turned up three days later.
Excellent point, Moretti. I wish they do more things like that. Frustrate the dean, steal the mascots.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right, our sheep's in the backyard.
Do you, Cam, imagine stealing Ugga as a joke. No, we're just a prank. You have the FBI on you. You stole Ugga.
Oh, you steal Ugga?
Yeah, you're you got shot.
Animal
bro.
Abuse. Yeah, you would.
You get shot.
That dog lives in air conditioning. The dog lives better lives than me and you. You're damn right you're going to get a bullet in you.
Kyle Hamburg himself, he loves us. He would shoot us himself. Kyle would be like, I love you guys. You need to get away from that dog. No, but remember the old days. It's true, the old college pranks. Yeah, the kids stole the drum.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We got the chat really fired up, Cam. Don't look, Kevin Walsh and Carver. Don't look at our chat right now because people are on board. Screw Notre Dame. Everybody's on board.
It's ridiculous. You brought up the best point. Like, it's not a very Christian-like thing to do to just act that petty and their children. So I just think, and it's so funny that you said, this has not happened since 1979 where a drum was stolen as a prank. So every other school that has played Purdue, even when they hate
not
them.
Not one.
Said, you know what? Yeah, your drum can come in. So that's
even Indiana.
How many things are.
Even
yeah,
Indiana.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well put. Well said.
I remember during the Super Bowl last year, remember like in they have the, they fire off the pirate ship, the cannons?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you can't do that because it's a neutral field. You're not allowed to use the cannons. Remember I had the dude on the Kansas City Chiefs on. He said he was disappointed they're not using the cannons.
Yeah.
He goes, well, he goes, that's too bad. He goes, for the fans, kind of stupid. And that they won't do that. And I said, does it bother you? And he goes, we wouldn't even notice on the sidelines. He goes, who cares? He basically goes, there's another noise in the stadium. And he even said, he told me because he gave his parents tickets to the Super Bowl. And he goes, I told my parents to wear earplugs because of the cannons. Right? Like they were like, oh, no, the cannons. Can't use. It's only college. It just, I'm telling you, college coaches are jerks, man. All right? They're jerks. So everybody's on board, right? Normally our chat is pretty, no one agrees on anything, but we all agree. Notre Dame suck. If you're out there, Carver or Walsh, feel free to hop in and explain to us, how can you be a fan of this team? They're just big bullies. They're, I've never liked Notre Dame. Even when I was a kid, I've never liked Notre Dame. Never.
Think about the parents of the guy in the band.
Basketball coach. That's what I was thinking too. The guy in the drum.
His parents are there. They get shots of their kid at Notre Dame. And Kelly's the guy that did that. If I was the dad of the kid, I'd go up to Brian Kelly and go, you know what, Kelly? Why don't you meet me in the parking lot? Let's have a discussion.
You and I are thinking the same way, Cam.
Thank you.
I thought the exact same thing. If I was like the big brother or like the father or something, and I ran into Kelly, I'd probably knock him out and say, hey, thanks for like ruining my kid's dream of like, So what? So what? What are you going to tell the drum guys now? Sorry, guys, you can't come out on the field with us. So it turns out it is a big drum, Cam. You know when they got to wheel it out? It's 10 feet tall, 565 pounds, like Andre the Giant.
I like it. Yeah, it's Andre the Giant's drum. Thing is, though, you said if they could have got the drum through the Notre Dame section, it would have been fine. So you know what? Screw them. You're right.
Like in every Notre Dame rivalry, everyone in the chat's saying the same thing. Look at all the Notre Dame rivalries. Right? Notre Dame-Stanford, I always pull for Stanford. Notre Dame, Navy, USC? I'm always like, God, I'd like to see the military beat these guys.
USC all the way.
USC all the time. I'm like, let's go, Trojans. I get fired up like I'm a Trojan fan that week. I'm like, let's go,
USC. I used to cheer for Miami as a kid against Notre Dame.
Oh, the Canes.
Sorry, I know. The thing is, I do my show with Walsh on Sunday, and Mr. Walsh likes me, but he's not going to like it because some of the teams that he likes, he must go, hey, Cam's a jerk. I hate all those. I don't like Notre Dame.
Even Boston College. I cheer for Boston College.
Boston College. Yeah. Go Eagles. I'm not a Notre Dame guy.
Tomorrow, it's go boiler up. That's what it is.
Yeah, boiler up. Another thing is, there's a Notre Dame school in my area, and they're all the snobby kids, too. Like, all the other Catholic schools, they're like, we hate Notre Dame. Like the Father Gates Gators and all the other team. They all think they're a bunch of jerks. Yeah, they're the elitist school in the area. Yeah, Brandon. These guys get it.
Brandon in St. Louis says, Notre Dame is like Sharon Stone. Sexy in the 80s and 90s, but now a train wreck.
I don't know. Sharon Stone, I still go have a drink.
It's kind of mean.
Yeah, it was very
nice. Like, have a drink with her.
Come on, Brandon.
Sharon,
you meet Sharon Stone at the Motor Lodge? You're telling me you're not curling up there and having a nice drink, a glass of wine with Sharon Stone? Come on, Brandon. You're better than that. That was a bad comparison.
She can interrogate me anytime.
Exactly. Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes. Settle down, Brandon.
We love you, Brandon.
We're not all married to hot Russian chicks here, all right, Brandon?
Exactly. You know? Svetlana over here. Simmer. Oh, boy. Hey, that's good. I'm glad the chat. Hey, we all agree with the chat. You're right, Gabe. Usually it's like we're talking about some like vaccines and, you're a jerk. Where it's nice when everybody's a family on Friday. I like that. All of our disdain for the Notre Dame Irish.
All right, so let's going into the football. Let's blast through the baseball first. Let's go baseball first. I'm going to go game by game here. See if yes, no. I got football fever, and we're going to find out, Cam. You and I, swear to God, I'm not just saying this. When we brought up the Jesus, I thought first thing, Oregon State. I'm like, nah, it's a little too trashy for him. A little too trashy. Like,
yeah,
like,
it is. No, but
I thought the same thing, and I also thought like the same thing as you. I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, man, if I was this drum guy's father, I'd like knock Brian Kelly out in the parking lot.
That's the thing. We're on the same wavelength like, today. Coach. I like it.
Boom. Like, hey, coach, thanks for screwing my kid
over. At least
have
a conversation. Say, listen, my kid's not a football player. He's a drummer. We had nice family portraits for the rest of our life of the drum at Notre Dame, and this is what you did to my kid? Yeah, then, bam. There you go. You want to dance, Kelly? Let's go.
Pull a Bret Hart on Vince McMahon.
Yeah, just pull Kelly's jacket right over his head. There you go. Done.
All right, Yankees. Yankees minus 200 against the Tribe. Parlay material.
Yep. No, not parlay material. No. The Yankees lost Baltimore the other night. Actually, Plesac going against Kluber. I don't know what I'm going to get from Kluber. I'm actually going to say this, Gabe. I think the Cleveland Indians plus 1.5, sorry, or the Guardians, as we were going to say in the future, are worth a look at plus 1.5 in this game. The Yankees are really gripping the bats tight, and they're having problems with the Orioles. They got lucky to win one night, and they lost the other night. So I think Cleveland's the play.
Colorado or Washington, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this.
Pass. That's a pass game, even for me.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this next one either. No point in mentioning this one. Let's go on to the next one? Baltimore. Minnesota and Toronto, meaningless game.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. So the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Let's go. What is it?
Yo, Blue Jays.
Okay. Yes, Blue Jays.
No, okay.
Let's play
ball. We got diamonds.
Okay.
We got nine men. We got a hat. And a bat, that's not all. We got the bleachers, got it from spring till fall. Got a dog and a drink and the umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Yeah. Okay. Blue Jays. Let's play ball.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I remember the song from a kid. Yeah. I think I had the album as a kid on vinyl. Okay, Blue Jays.
Okay. Yeah, it's like the song from the 70s. They don't do it anymore. Do they do it at the park now? Probably not. They're probably playing.
Actually,
great.
They do. They do a little. Yeah, they do a little bit in the seventh inning stretch. Yeah, they do.
All right. So you're laying the minus 225 run line. What are you doing with this game?
No.
Even I want might a piece be okay. What are we doing?
I like okay Blue Jays, but it's parlay material. I either got to take them run and a half through the home team, but I'm going to parlay them, Gabe, with another game down the list. But they will be making my card tonight. Ryu versus Pineda. It's a little bit, I got to be honest with you, even as a fan of the team, that's a rich price for, and Pineda's not even that bad of a pitcher. So I think the Jays win, but I'd prefer parlay.
People love the man. That was great, Cam. Word for word. We got the bleachers.
We got the spring till fall, a dog, drink, umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball.
Okay.
Blue Jays. Let's play ball.
So it's 225. Like is this a trap tonight?
I think they can win. I will say this about Minnesota. They're a weird team. Some nights they show up. Other nights they get trounced. But I'm not laying 225, Gabe. But Houston is a dance partner that I found. I think you could probably put.
What about Boston?
Sale and Boston. Oh, yeah.
That's minus 350.
So let's say the parlay. Let's do the parlay on FanDuel with Boston and Toronto. I bet it's not even that bad because the Jays 350 and 225. I'm thinking about minus 110.
Minus 117.
Yeah, I can live with
God,
something,
am I good.
Under 30 cents.
I just called it 10 a cent. 117.
Pretty impressive. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, we're calling parlays now. Ridiculous.
Is that does that mean it's destined to win since I got it exactly at 117?
Yes, it is destined to win.
It's got to win, like.
Put it in.
Okay.
Okay.
Put it in.
Let's bet now. I can't believe I remember. I know what the best is. I don't remember like my parents' anniversary.
Oh, you should remember. What do you mean you can't remember it?
Well, you lived all the games as a kid.
Your entire life. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yes.
You should remember.
Well, you said they were impressive that I remembered the lyrics. So I forget a lot of things.
I just think they're stupid lyrics. They're not even like.
They're horrible lyrics.
Rambles.
It's studs. Yeah, no. No, it's a good series. We got the bleachers, got them spring till fall, a dog, a drink, and the umpire's call. It's actually fantastic.
A dog, a drink, the umpire's call.
Yeah, come on, man. Give the guy a little credit. He came up with it. It's good lyrics. Sorry, it's not homicide.
I'm willing to bet it was a woman.
Who wrote OK Blue Jays?
I bet you it's like an old grandmother type, like on the piano. It's probably like the organ lady in the stadium. I bet you it was a lady.
Who wrote OK Blue Jays song? Here we go. First released in 1983, OK, written by Jack Lenz and Tony Kozjanek.
Oh, I was wrong.
Singer Keith Hampshire was brought in for vocals, and he might be a familiar name to Blue Jay fans who were around for the club's inaugural season in 77. Okay. Just win tonight.
Doesn't happen. All right, so let me put the parlay in. All right, so I got the parlay wrong. I got the writer wrong. All right, so Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox. Blue Jays
like
and Red Sox. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Not going crazy with this because I got football to bet here, and I look forward to your take on tonight's games. I want to, you know, I'm coming out. You know, like I said, I won't even want to give any hints or anything like that. But I'm curious to see if we're on the same side.
I think we will be
football games tonight.
I think we will be.
I don't know.
I know we'll be on the same side.
Find out the drama. All right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. All right, shout out to our boy Court in the chat. Just ask any thoughts on the CFL games tonight, guys. Well, it's
for
you,
for sure.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we got lots of thoughts.
Yes, we do. all right, let's just okay, quickly with the baseball. I want to get to, let's get to the college football and the CFL. All right, so we're parlaying. We put this a play in. Did I hit click? Yes, I did. All right, so I got the Blue Jays, Red Sox in a parlay here. Oh, you know I'm taking the Dodgers.
Yep.
Dodgers versus your Reds. What do you think, Cammy?
Oh, God. You think I'm betting the Reds? Nah, it's okay. I think we'll leave this game alone. Dodgers are nothing.
No, Cam's Donnie Discipline tonight. I'm surprised. Wrong game. No,
because I know it. Because I like a lot. I hate to say it, Gabe. I like a lot. Like, we got college. We got exactly what you're saying. We got a big grocery bet. If me and you were hitting the grocery store tonight, the cart's full. Let's put it that way. Like, we like a lot of stuff. I know I do.
I'm just looking here at my account and wondering why I don't have more money.
Yeah, no, I'm trying
to. I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
I'm actually putting money in now. And
I forgot. I just put $200 on the Arizona Cardinals a couple hours ago. I bet so much I don't even remember anymore. So the guy, I put $200 on the Cardinals. Oh, you see Everson Griffin, he's out. The guy, he got into a car accident because he had to avoid a deer. Poor guy, he got a concussion. Yeah, so he's out. And they got a bunch of other guys out. The Vikings have like 7 or 8 guys out. I'm surprised no one noticed that yet.
They got problems. I agree with that.
I got the Cards at -3 here. But yeah, I like the Dodgers. I'm putting the Dodgers in. Give me the Dodgers. So I'm taking the Dodgers. All right. We get to the late baseball later. So let's just hit the early stuff here. So okay. Blue Jays, Red Sox parlay, we're both on it. Mm-hmm. I just played the Dodgers individually. What are you playing? What about the Mets and Phillies? That's a big one.
I lean Philadelphia. Yeah, we'll see what happens
that's
there.
That's a tough game. It's like...
Oh, it's a very tough game. Look at these games. Actually, I'm going to bet on the Marlins against the Pirates, and we're going to stop it.
The most meaningless game of the night. Cam's like, I don't want to talk about the Phillies and Mets. Give me the Marlins and the Bucks.
Best game we're doing other shows. Like, what's your favorite bet this week? Like, Chicago Bears. And people start laughing. Like, I like bad games. I just can't tell you.
You and I said Houston Texans games. The week before. Everyone laughed.
Yeah, who was laughing? Exactly. Right. Good call by us, Morenci. Good call by us, buddy. Exactly.
I don't know. The Mets and the Phillies, like, that's... It's a lot like picking a Washington, New York Giant winner. Like, who knows, man? Like, it's a train wreck, this game.
No, the Mets can win that game. That's the thing. Like, everyone thinks, ooh,
they could.
I'm going to actually say something.
You're going to go against Wheeler?
No, here's the deal. Why is it? It is a short price. Like, this game screams trap. Like, Taiwan Walker, whatever, he's okay. But Zach Wheeler is still a significantly better pitcher, and these guys are laying like 40. Like, that is a low line. I'm telling you, this could be the old trapdoor special, Moretzi. Be careful. Objects may fall. So, caution.
So I was just blinded by the eclipse. It was like there was like an eclipse that took over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It happens. I don't know what's going on. A lot of
total eclipse
here.
Of the heart.
Yeah, of the heart. Turn around. Every time I look at Ken, there is a problem with his life.
Your face just got really white.
Oh, I know. It just goes weird. Like, the funny thing, it's like there's a ghost. Like, there's nobody here. There's nothing happening. I don't know. He just kind of flies in and bites me up.
Okay, so to recap, Blue Jays, yes. Red Sox parlay. I'm taking the Dodgers. And who are you taking in the Marlin game and the Pirates?
I'm betting on the Fish. Fish over Pirates, yar.
All right. Hopefully the Bills squish the Fish.
When's Atlanta playing? Are they late? I like Atlanta, too. Whenever are they playing? Hold on.
Yeah, that's later. Did I miss a game?
Yeah, okay. That's later. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Okay, college football, Cam. UCF. UCF are laying 6.5. Oh, wow. As soon as I said this, Cam, it literally just moved. Where did it move to? 7.5.
Oh, 7.5.
I'm Todd. This is where I'm going to surprise everybody. I like the Louisville Cardinal tonight.
You know what?
Give me the Cardinals plus the points tonight. And I liked it at 5.5. It's up to 7.5. I like it even better. Did everybody jump? Oh, no, everyone's going to jump on UCF. Give me the Louisville Cardinal plus the points tonight.
Here's the thing. I think UCF wins. Now covering? That's a whole other story. We're getting 7.5. I'm with you. Cheap, cheap, cheap. I'm going to be taking the Louisville Cardinals as well. UCF on the road, got to win by 8.
Come on.
You said it, man. That steam, oh, that shower's hot, man. I'm burning. Ooh, cool it down. Give me the –
Louisville can score
too.
On them. Louisville will be able to score on these guys. Mississippi are good, guys. Mississippi are really good. Like, don't be like, yeah, Louisville got their ass handed to them by a team that's like a damn good team. But – and I'm not going to dispute it that Louisville have been on a – they've been burning money, man. They're on like a 0-7, 1-9 type ATS run. Yet I believe in Satterfield. I like Cunningham. I think the quarterback's good enough, Cam. The skill position players. If you'll notice, Cam, and no excuses, and I'm not a Louisville fan, so I don't need to make excuses for them, but that team has bad luck, bro. They always, they have bad calls. They'll score a touchdown early. Hey, we're up 7-0. Oh, no, it's called back due to a penalty. They have dumb kids that'll oversell. Like, they do dumb things all the time. Like, but they're not bad. You know what I mean? It's like it's unraveled on them. You can't deny it. It's unraveled on them. And I know, UCF isn't the best team to get healthy again, so to speak, Cam. But who the hell are UCF to be like 7.5 on the road? Why? Because they have a good offense? And, dude, they were fired up for that Boise game. They had months to prepare for it. This is different. Now you're going on the road. And say what you will, Cam. Louisville might not be the best team, but those fans are nuts over there. You know, hammered, drinking that fine Kentucky whiskey. You know, they're feeling
at
it tonight.
At Papa John's?
It used to be Papa John's. But Papa John drank too much whiskey and talked too much.
Papa John was not a real good friend of humanity. Let's put it that
Papa
way.
Papa John's face was greasier than his pizza. Man, that guy
That's
was
a good
greasy.
Point. Yeah, no, you're right. Papa John had for a white man, he had like a Jerry curl of grease. He was that's the thing. Hey, the pan pizza. Too greasy, Papa. Anyway, yeah. I like Louisville as well. Too many points.
Yeah, and we're going with the over. We're going with the over in that game. That's at 66.5 right now. Not a ton of wiggle room. We can't lie about that. Right? Mm-hmm. There's not a ton of wiggle room here to negotiate.
Same game
with,
teaser game?
But
how about 14.5 over 58.5?
I just don't do it. Even though it's probably going to hit. Even though it's probably going to hit. It did hit in that last game. But I think it gets there. I think it'll be a track meet. It'll be like 40-35 or something. Right? That type of. I think they get into the 70s and, you know, UCF could win by 3 or 4 or 5 or something. But I don't think they're going to win by 8. And it's just skyrocketing right now. Nobody believes in Louisville, but. It's not easy to win. Like, home field in college, it still matters. Everywhere else, it doesn't really matter. I think there it does. But it doesn't mean that I love Illinois in this next game. So, for the record, I am taking Louisville plus the points. And let's wait, man. If it keeps on going up, even better. So, I'm taking Louisville plus the points, and I'm going over the number. And I can live with your teaser, but this is what I'm doing with this one.
Yeah.
The Maryland Terrapins going to Illinois tonight. So we're on Illinois against Nebraska, guys. We hit it, but we can't live in the past. They then subsequently lost to UTSA. Then last week, there's an overreaction to double digits. They're going to Virginia. Virginia aren't even that good. Virginia pasted them. I guess Illinois, quite frankly, they lost their quarterback in week one. The wheels have fallen off for Illinois. And Maryland are actually a sneaky good team. Like, Maryland are a type of team that this Locksley guy, I don't know how he's getting people to go there, what the deal is, but they're getting big-time recruits, Maryland. Like, big-time. Like, Tomlin's kid's playing there. Like, look, Tua's brother's there. Like,
well,
they're getting
remember,
guys.
Remember, Gabe, back in the day, Maryland was actually a decent program with Hayward Bay and whatever. Like, they never been upper echelon, but they used to win games. And the thing is, they're trying to build a culture there, you know. Maryland.
Well, they're a basketball school, right? It's always been a basketball school for the most part. But they have something brewing here. This kid, Tulia, he's a good quarterback.
He's Tua's brother, right?
Yeah. And he was at Alabama. He was good enough to get recruited to Alabama. He just didn't want to wait around and not play because he was behind Mac Jones.
Exactly.
So he said, I'll just go. I'll go to Maryland. I'll be the starter there. So he can ball. They've got a lot of skill position talent. Dude, I like them, man. In week one, they got it done. Remember, it was to West Virginia this, West Virginia that, and all this. Maryland can play. So what I'm doing with this, Cam, teaser. I'm going to take Maryland down to 0.5, and you're going to love this one. I'm sure you're going to say, sign me up. Calgary Stampeders plus 9.5.
Ooh, I like
Maryland
it.
Maryland to win the game. Calgary Stampeders plus 9.5.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was actually going to take Calgary on a teaser, too. I think, anyway, we'll go through the CFL games, but I love Calgary. I'll take them plus. I'm going to take them plus the points anyway, but, yeah, you got me really interested in a teaser.
I'm taking them both. I'm taking them plus the 2.5, but that is a little cushion and insurance. So David Watford will be starting quarterback tonight, guys, for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. We'll see what happens. We could be wrong, but I think there's going to be problems here. And
I agree.
I also think Calgary are much – people disrespect Calgary. Dickinson's like the best coach in the league. I hear people, Bo Levi Mitchell, they should replace him for Myers. Settle down. Myers is a good young quarterback. Bo Levi Mitchell came back.
I like Meyer.
Easily against Edmonton.
You know, you're going to tell me to settle down. I like Meyer a lot. I like Meyer a lot.
Yeah, you can like him a lot too. So you groom the kid and he can take over in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you sit him down now.
Actually, Morenzi, let's
you probably
put him
want
in next
to sit
year.
Dan Marino down for Scott Mitchell, too, huh?
Hey, settle down. Now you settle down. I'm just saying, Mitchell's getting a little bit long at the tooth. Everything's going to be okay. We'll let him finish this year with class. Then we'll throw Meyer in. Want to hear a five-game CFL parlay?
Cam thought Rick Meyer should have got another year.
Rick Meyer had a great rookie year. What the hell happened to that guy? Oh, yeah, he went to Notre Dame. That's what happened. See?
Did he have a good year? He didn't suck as a rookie,
he was the offensive rookie of the year,
right?
Buddy. He was the offensive rookie of the year.
No, was he really?
Yes, he was.
Really?
Yes, he was. Yep. He was the offensive rookie of the year. Look it up. He had a wicked year with Joey Galloway. Ding, ding, ding. Anyway, let's talk about my CFL parlay. Do you like it?
All right. What do you
it
got?
It pays $247, just $20 I'm throwing in it. Ready? Over 48.5, BC Montreal. Montreal money line, Saskatchewan money line, Calgary plus 1.5, Bombers money line. 20 gets you $247.
I like all four sides. I like everything that you're on.
Thank you, Gabe. Yeah, I totally love the games this week. Love it.
All right, let me get my Calgary. This game's coming up at 7 o'clock, guys.
It's
on ESPN or ESPN Plus. We'll find it. We'll tell you what network it's on, but it's on one of the ESPN networks. 7 o'clock Eastern, Calgary Stampeders, Hamilton Tiger Cats. Give me the Calgary Stampeders plus the points. And then give me that teaser with love it. I can't wait to tell Sharepan about it. Maryland Terrapin, Calgary Stampeder teaser.
I think it's fantastic. I agree. Hey, here's the thing. This game's going to be tight with them, so to get the extra points with Calgary, I'm just going to say this, Gabe, maybe Watford does better, but watching that game versus the Argos, let me tell you, the guy throws screen passes that are behind people. He's not that good of a quarterback. I don't think he's ready for the CFL. If Calgary shows up, they're going to win this game.
Guys, the Calgary Stampeders, for people just wondering too, I like this bet, guys. So even if you're not a CFL guy, like, me and Cameron are putting real money on it. Like, I'm betting on it right now. Calgary are sort of like the powerhouse of the league over the years. But, you know, they don't always win, but they usually are the best team. But over the last couple of years, they've started to slip a little bit. Now, there was a pandemic last year, they didn't play. Exactly. Just like the Patriots. And now, this year, though, they have a ton of young players. Sort of stumbled out of the gate a little bit. But what I see is a team starting to get dialed in right now. I think Calgary are a dangerous squad. I think they win this game outright tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
On the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Game time decision continues. All right, we've got decisions to make. If you're just joining us right now, baseball. I parlayed the Toronto Blue Jays with the Boston Red Sox, who are battling, man. What a great baseball season it's been. The wild card chase is on. So I parlayed the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, and I played the Los Angeles Dodgers to win outright. I'm playing the Calgary Stampeders plus the points. It's like 2.5, two and a half, playing the Stampeders plus the points. It's coming down, actually, right now. Stamps plus the points. Me and Cameron moving a number, baby. And a teaser. Calgary Stampeders up to plus 8.5, 9 with the Maryland Terrapins to beat Illinois tonight. What do you got early action here, Cam?
Very similar to you, Gabe. So we're going to take a shot. Cleveland Indians plus 1.5. We're going to take the Blue Jays on the run line. I also like the parlay with the Blue Jays Boston, and I'm going to add the Dodgers to it to make it plus money for the parlay there. Other than that, that's all the early action. I'm with you on Louisville plus the 7.5 points and the Calgary Stampeders plus 2.5. Let's rock.
Let's wait, though. We got an hour for the Louisville game, and let's hope. Maybe we can get an 8. Maybe we can get an 8. The hell is this?
I like that.
Our bat, I can barely even read this.
What is it?
We didn't even talk about the Southern Connecticut Fighting Owls game. Against the St. Anselin Hawks. Hell, these guys taking high school bets now.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
That is, yeah. What is even this? Added games three.
I don't know. The Southern Connecticut Fighting Owls versus the St. Anselin Hawks.
Made up.
Sounds like the Kentucky football, high school football me and Cam used to bet on. Yeah. Me and Cam used to be Kentucky expert. For whatever reason, we got lines on Kentucky games.
Kentucky. Hey, high school football.
Kentucky high school football, sure.
Amazing.
Stampeders, baby. Stampeders plus the points. That's the Dave Sharapan special. He sends limos for guys like me and Cam as we're teasing the Calgary Stampeders and the Maryland Terrapins.
It's a good teaser. It's good.
See what Jay Berman has to say next.
Yeah.
Winning Edge benefit number 27. Not having to explain to your wife why you lost. Sweet. You're listening to the Trust. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.